पायुर्यमस्य मित्रस्य पायुर्यमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद परिमोक्षस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृतेर्मृत्यो हिंसाय निर्वृतेर्मृत्यो निरयस्य गुणं स्मृता निरयस्य गुणं स्मृता पायुर्यमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृतेर्मृत्यो निरयस्य गुणं स्मृता पायुर्यमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृतेर्मृत्यो निरयस्य गुणं स्मृता तस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृते मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृते मृत्यो यस्य गुणं स्मृता पायुर्यमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्तस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृते मृत्यो निरयस्य गुणं स्मृता वायुर्यमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृतेर्मृत्यो निरस्य गुणं स्मृता यमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद हिंसाय निर्वृतेर्मृत्यो स्मृता पायुः द एवैक्युएटिंग आउटलेट यमस्य द कंट्रोलिंग डीटी ऑफ डेथ मित्रस्य ऑफ मित्र परिमोक्षस्य ऑफ द एवैक्युएटिंग होल नारद ओ नारद हिंसाय ऑफ एनवी निर्वृते ऑफ मिसफॉर्च्यून मृत्यो ऑफ डेथ निरयस्य ऑफ हेल गुणम द रेक्टम स्मृता इज अंडरस्टूड ट्रांसलेशन ओ नारद द एवैक्युएटिंग आउटलेट ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज द एबोड ऑफ द कंट्रोलिंग डीटी ऑफ डेथ मित्रा एंड द एवैक्युएटिंग होल एंड द रेक्टम ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज द प्लेस ऑफ एनवी मिसफॉर्च्यून डेथ हेल एक्सेट्रा Since Srila Prabhupada didn't write a purport to this, we will also take the next verse. Parabhuteradharmasya tamasaschapi paschima nadyo nadana nadinam cha gotranam asti samhati. Parabhute, of prostration, adharmasya, of immortality, tamasa, of ignorance, cha, and api, also, paschima, the back, nadya, of the intestines, nada, of the great rivers, nadinam, of the rivulets, cha, also, gotranam, of the mountains, asti, bones, samhati, accumulation. Translation: the back of the Lord is the place for all kinds of frustration and ignorance, as well as for immorality. From his veins flow the great rivers and rivulets, and on his bones are stacked the great mountains. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In order to defy the impersonal conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a systematic analysis of the physiological and anatomical constitution of his transcendental body is given here. It is clear from the available description of the body of the Lord, his universal form, that the form of the Lord is distinct from the forms of ordinary mundane conception. In any case, he is never a formless void. Ignorance is the back of the Lord, and therefore ignorance of the less intelligent class of men is also not separate from his bodily conception. Since his body is the complete whole of everything that be, one cannot assert that he is impersonal only. On the contrary, the perfect description of the Lord holds that he is both impersonal and personal simultaneously. The personality of Godhead is the original feature of the Lord, and his impersonal emanation is but the reflection of his transcendental body. Those who are fortunate enough to have a view of the Lord from the front can realize his personal feature, whereas those who are frustrated and are thus kept on the ignorant side of the Lord, or in other words, those who have the view of the Lord from the back, realize him in his impersonal feature. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Payur Yamasya Mitrasya Parimokshasya Narada Himsaya Nirriter Mrityor Nirayasya Guram Smrita. Hare Krishna, seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here, especially a very senior disciple of Shiva Prabhupada is amidst us, the great Rukmini Mataji. So seek a permission for the audacity to speak in front of her. And all the assembled devotees, those who are here and those who are hearing online. This particular verse and section is where the universal form of the Lord is being described, and different elements that we usually see in our body. The Brahmaji is giving a parallel, is conveying to us how the Lord's universal form is made up of different elements that are in this creation. And just like our bodily different elements have different functions, and these particular different limbs of the Lord that are being described also have similar functions. So in terms of the functionality, they are connected, but the form that is being described, as Srila Prabhupada many times explains, is not exactly a form that is there, but it is conceived, it is understood. That's why Brahmaji is saying Smritaha. It is to be understood that hell is the backside or the rectum of the Lord. And just like, you know, we have based on what kind of ingredients we take into our body, that kind of, you know, experience happens when those things go out of the backside of the body. If you take in very spicy food, then when it goes out, you know, it gives you a lot of trouble. Sometimes there is, you know, piles and fissures, all types of difficulties that also come. Here in Bombay, almost every local train has an advertisement for piles. Every gate that you come out of in the local train, there is an ad for, you know, treat your piles. And why is it so? Because all the stalls there, they sell all this vada pav and, you know, all this fast food. And the nature of fast food is that goes out, it is not that smooth. Same way, those who have not led life in this material world properly, those who have not taken proper inputs in terms of hearing, in terms of seeing, when it comes to the point of death, just like it's an evacuation time, it becomes a very difficult proposition. It becomes difficult. No, there is a big epidemic of constipation. Doesn't go out. And I'm sorry to speak about this because the verse is about this. And if you have to serve the verse, you have to understand the verse, we should understand why is it being mentioned with this particular analysis of the universal form of the Lord. Same way, those you know who are at the those who have led life in a wrong way, those who didn't live properly, it becomes difficult at the time of death to get out. And it's a very painful experience. And I'm sure many of you had this, you know, some kind of painful experiences during your morning, you know, rituals of evacuation. And then we become careful that I don't want to go through that experience again. I don't want to have the piles again where you cannot sit, where you cannot walk. You become like a robot in your walking. Then you are very careful that let me not take in those ingredients that will make my journey, my passage in this form of the Lord, in this Lord's system, into the right direction. And a very interesting word that is used for Yama is Mitra. So Mitra means a friend. And usually Yama is no, go to hell, or when you give some kind of no insulting words, then again in this tum mar jao. So death here, the deity of death, there are many names, but the deity of death that is mentioned here is Mitra, a friend. And just like a friend, he helps and to be situated in a proper place. Same way, Yamaraj is not a person who is unnecessarily punishing. He does whatever is needful to help the living entities to come out of this material troubles. And you know, during our Gita course, when we explain about the universal government, we say that you know, just like in a government there is electricity department, and if in the universal government there is the sun who is the source of all the electricity, there is the you know, water department here that supplies all the water, then there is Varuna and Indra that are in charge of you know, the water. Then there is education ministry, there is Saraswati, and then finance ministry, which is Lakshmi Devi. And then when it comes to Yamaraj, the terminology we use is, he is a placement officer. And he places different living entities according to their qualifications in particular zone, in particular time. And the time period that somebody spends in Yamaloka is the training ground. Just like any company, when it hires someone, it trains that person to become suitable for that job. Same way for the particular type of body that he is prepared himself for. So the Yamaraj's duty is to prepare that person against his apparent wish. So then the description is there, you know, he is burnt in oil, he is made a pakoda, or he is made to eat all kinds of obnoxious things, or there are ruru vultures that are looking at him for whatever you know, he has done and for whatever he needs to go across. And all these different aspects of the Lord are not disconnected from the Lord. This is Lord's arrangement, this is Lord's system, but definitely it is not Lord directly intervening into these things. Sometimes a child is so adamant and so naughty that no matter how much the father is trying to convince the child, not train the child is not willing to hear. Then the father and the parents, they put that child into a boarding school, into a place where they are not directly present. Of course, they are paying all the fees, they are the ones who are continuously getting the reports. But the child may feel, the law, my parents have abandoned me and I am here and this person doesn't even care if I want to get up or not. At home mother used to hear to me if I tell, Mama, I don't want to go to school today. She used to tell me 2-3 times, but here they just take you up and put you under the shower or throw you into the pond and you have to go to the school, and if you don't go, then you are punished. So slowly the discipline, the transformation from unwillingness comes in an impersonal setup, in a setup where the father is not directly there. Because sometimes it does happen that children don't get disciplined when the parents are there. Zyada natak karte. They become more energetic or naughty. But if the father is not there, mother is not there, they know that now it is all up to me. If I don't behave well, there is no mercy factor here. There is no grace factor. So then they get slowly disciplined. And the whole purpose of this, universal system, universal form, the universe, is to discipline us, is to refine us, and to ultimately become aware that our original parents, Shri Radha Krishna, Shri Sitaram, have not abandoned us. There was once a saying that I heard, if God seems far away, guess who moved? God didn't go away from us. It is we, because of the disease of envy and imitation, the Lord had to put us here so that we can come out of that disease. And in the next verse, 10th verse, a slight more elaboration, another aspect is being explained, that the backside of the Lord is a place for all kinds of frustration and ignorance. Usually, no matter how well you can take bath, but it's always difficult to clean the back because it's not really accessible. You can't really see it. And same way, the back of the Lord is place where ignorance is there. That the moment you turn away from the Lord, go to the other backside of the Lord, then there is ignorance. Prabhupada gives this beautiful analogy that when you are facing the sun, then what you see is sun, you can see yourself. But when you turn your back, when you face away from the sun, then what you see is your shadow, your ignorance, and the material aspects of us. And when we are facing the sun and we are moving towards the sun, that shadow of ours actually comes with us. But when we move away from the Lord, opposite side, then no matter how much you run after the shadow only keeps going far away. And therefore, Prabhupada used to many times mention this, that when we make Krishna consciousness as the priority, then everything else starts to fit in. This famous line in the Gita that Prabhupada mentions is that material well-being follows spiritual well-being. That materially we are trying to fix many things, but something or other keeps falling apart. Because we are not caught the main element, main aspect, sutra, by which everything can be brought together. Recently in the Pushpabhishek class, Maharaj was mentioning, that a thread is many times not visible when there is a garland. But it is that thread that is actually holding the garland together. Imagine if I have to place all these flowers around my neck. I have to put so many tags or so many aspects, and still there is no guarantee. But when there is a thread that goes through the flowers, then that garland, sutre manigana eva, that garland, that aspect, is kept together. Same way when we make Krishna consciousness as the priority, Krishna as the priority, and we weave in every aspect of our life Krishna, then because of that spiritual basis, then we are able to withhold all the difficulties that come in the material realm. Else, if you give up that and you go away from the Lord, all that is resulting in, as the verse says, is parabhuti, is frustration, is, there is another, like parabhavastu, abodha jato, that what you face at the end of life is defeat, is that you made all the plans that this is how I'll make my family or friends happy or myself will be happy. But at the end of life, if Krishna consciousness is not made as a priority, we are only frustrated because things don't pan out the way we expect. Even some of the biggest leaders in the history of the world, when they didn't take to the core element of Krishna consciousness, then they were either insulted or killed. Prabhupada today morning was speaking of so many prime ministers, presidents of states, so many countries, have been assassinated because they tried to please a particular section of the people, or they were trying to please their own interests. And because the interest was not truly for Krishna, they upset someone or other, they upset themselves, and what lands up is either assassination or frustration. And this is because of the ignorance that we have, that we somehow, the mind, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was telling in one class, the only reason why Krishna made the mind, the main reason, not the only, made the mind, is that its constant job is to convince us that you don't need Krishna. That you can work it out yourself. And we can see this, that as soon as we sit for chanting, the mind starts to work and starts to plan, start to solve problems. As soon as we start to chant or do a service. And the moment we stop the service, the mind is no more focusing on the problem. It's thinking about something else. But at that moment, the mind says, not Krishna, come to me, take my shelter. Sarvadharman parityajya mana ekam sharanam. That, take my shelter. You are so intelligent. Or I am so intelligent that we can fix problems. And sometimes this kind of consciousness permeates a section of the people. And we think that as a group we will be able to find solution without taking reference to scriptures, to Krishna's words of wisdom. And therefore, here in Narada Muni, who is the son of Brahmaji, is inquiring about deeper truths of life, about deeper truths of reality, universe. And Brahmaji is also not giving a wishy-washy answer. He is telling him that I am not the controller. I am not the boss. I am just a humble das. I am just a small servant of the Supreme Lord. And it is only by know his benedictions of intelligence, of the basic materials that I am doing. And when one doesn't understand this, then he starts to think that all that is with me, either my intelligence or my body or my wealth, is my own property, and I can use it the way I want. And when it comes to a bigger section of people, then they think, yes, we should use it, but ensure that you don't harm each other. And there is this whole aspect that good without a God, that you don't need God, you just be a good person. And Prabhupada used to call this as honesty among the thieves. He tells this a kind of story where once a set of thieves had gone and stolen a bank. And after this gathered all the booty, then they were telling each other that, see, we worked hard, all of us worked hard, and we should be honest, and let us share this robbery money equally. Let us not harm each other, let us be good to each other. And Prabhupada says that the basis of the entire premise is that this is ours. And with that conception, when you start to plan out, then the other person, will he be good? He will be good as long as he is weak. But the moment he sees an opportunity to conquer, to capture, to kill, then there is this story that Gaurangpur tells about three friends that went to a forest in the evening time. And they all gathered together and they made nice sweet rice. And they wanted the moon rays to enter the sweet rice. And then in the morning, they will honor it. And whoever has the best dream, they will get the major share. So they all three slept. And the morning, when all three got up, The one friend said that I got a dream that I went to Brahmaloka and I was with Brahma and the amazing loka that is. He started to explain that what a dream I got. Then the second person, he said that I went to Shivaloka. I was with Lord Shiva, and in Kailash I saw it was filled with snow and it was so serene and nice and what all Lord Shiva was talking to me. And then the third friend, he said that in the dream I didn't go anywhere, Hanumanji came to me. And Hanumanji told me that you drink the sweet rice. And I told, it is meant for all three of us. But Hanumanji said, if you don't drink the sweet rice, I'm going to pound you with my club. So all these other two friends, they became very nervous. So kya kiya tumne? What did you do? Hanumanji is telling to drink sweet rice. What can I do? I drank. You drank whole full pot? Yes, full pot I had to drink because Hanumanji was demanding. And then these two friends asked, why didn't you call us? So what to do? One was in Brahmaloka, another was in Shivaloka. Kailash, you are not here only. So this is making use of the opportunity. There is honesty as long as there is visibility. The moment visibility goes, then the person manipulate. How can I get the best share? How can I get the... And if the mind is really crooked, then it goes to the extent of Hiranyakashipu or Ravana, where you don't want to give even a farthing to anyone, like Duryodhana. You want to have everything. And even after having everything, na tripyat ajitendriya, Hiranyakashipu had it all. But because the external objects were not giving him internal satisfaction. And because of that, therefore sense gratification, no matter how much we engage in, it kind of satiates for a while, and then we want something else, something more. Therefore, the only way we can, you know, truly become peaceful, come out of our frustration, is when we connect to the Lord's will. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was facing the back of the Lord, because Lord was riding, and Arjuna was facing the back of the Lord. And as it said, that when you face the back of the Lord, then there can be frustration. But practically, it's not possible that, you know, everybody is in front. In Vrindavan, when Krishna had to go for the churning of the, you know, for taking the cows for churning, no cow was moving, because the cows thought, if we move ahead, then we'll not see Krishna. So Krishna was telling them, you go ahead, I'll be in the back. So they were not moving, and then Krishna had to move, and when Krishna moved, they also moved, but there they wanted to see the form, beautiful form of the Lord. And they are also following the will of the Lord, that the Lord wanted them to go to the forest. But here Arjuna, he was, you know, till then he was, you know, aligned with the will of the Lord. But suddenly, because when he saw the family members, that became the more important element, aspect of him, that I am the one who is saving, and I am the one who is going to cause the destruction. And the moment this element came, this thought came, that I am the cause of their destruction, and how can I let my family go through this trouble? I will be the cause. How can I, you know, enjoy with things that are tainted with blood? But in all these, you know, thoughts, he forgot that it was Krishna's desire, it was Krishna's, you know, wish, that dharma is established and the right type of people rule the world, the devotees rule the world. And that aspect he couldn't see, and therefore, although he was next to Krishna, he went into ignorance and confusion, frustration. And sometimes this happens with devotees also, that, you know, we are in Krishna conscious society, we are with devotees, we are with many aspects of Krishna, but somehow we, you know, cut ourselves from the will of Krishna, that what does Krishna want? And am I moving in this world, moving in this society, according to the will of the Krishna, or is it my plans that I am trying to work out? Am I trying to network and trying to grow big? Therefore, no, in the Juhu class, 26 January is the day when Constitution of India was made. I was making this point that, no, the Indian Constitution is there, but the eternal Constitution one should not forget. When we are in India, we should follow the Indian Constitution according to the laws that are made. But the eternal Constitution of the soul is that we are Jivera Nitya Krishna Das. Krishnera Nitya Das. Jivera Swarupa Hoye Krishnera Nitya Das. That eternally our constitution, position, is that to be a servant of the Lord. And being in a society, because there is a need for working out, we have to have hierarchy, there is an institutional setup. And sometime, no, the institutional setup may make us forget our constitutional position. And we may try to work around, grow around in the institution. Cutting that main aspect of what is my constitution. And if that happens, again we are facing the backside of the Lord. And for a time there may seem to be a growth, but it will ultimately lead into frustration. And there is another aspect in this verse, that is Krishna's universal element is form is being compared to different rivers that are there, are compared to Krishna's different intestines. Just like, you know, rivers flow all around. And same way, the intestines, they go all around the stomach and they ultimately, you know, end in the rectum. And same way, different, you know, aspects of this world, they go through different, but it all ends in death. And Prabhupada used to say this, that, you know, those who take bath in the rivers are, here it is compared to as nadya, as intestines, but nada also means nerves. And I think in third canto he mentions this, that the nervous system of a human being is connected to the universal nervous system, that is represented by the rivers. And when one takes bath regularly in the rivers, then his mind is very, you know, alert. And then he mentions that the stomach of the Lord is in the universal form, is the ocean. And if one takes regular bath in ocean, then he will not have stomach problems. Of course, Bhagavatam is not just for health, but these aspects are there. I know in here in South Bombay, there is a salt water therapy where people have separate tank in their bathrooms for salt water. They put salt in it and then they take bath for better health. But in the olden times, it was natural, although we have ocean close by because of so much pollution. None of us dare to go and take bath. But of course, when we go to Udupi or when we go to Jagannath Puri, we do definitely take bath there. And then in the mountains are compared to Krishna in the universal form, Krishna's different bones. The bones, they form that structure by which the body is sustained. Same way, the mountains are the different places that are there. They hold the earth, this universal form, in place. And I would like to, you know, conclude here and see if any devotees have any questions or comments. Rukmini, Devi, if you have anything to add. Any other questions devotees have? If not, we'll end here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Follow the constitution.